Definitely Not the Opera, where today we're asking you the question, how far will you go to protect your privacy? But maybe you're asking yourself right now, why should I bother? I mean, is my privacy really in that much danger? Well, to find out, I'm in the lobby of the CBC building in Toronto with privacy expert David Fraser. He's a Halifax-based lawyer who specializes in privacy law. Hello, David.
Hi, Sakil.
Thanks for coming by to talk not so privately about privacy with us.
No, I'm happy to do it.
Okay, so first of all, here we are, where I begin each and every workday at the Broadcast Center. We're here at the security desk. David, what kinds of privacy issues come up here?
Well, you were probably already captured on video coming into the building, and if you walked into the office, I'm sure that you were captured on video a whole bunch of times. I'm looking up, I can see a video camera in the ceiling, and I notice that as the employees go in and out through the gate, they have to swipe a swipe card of some sort in order to open it. And I'm sure that all that information is recorded somewhere, that can be retrieved after a time, find out when you came into the office, when you left, and things like that. Perhaps not very sensitive information, but it's a little bit. You leave a whole data trail everywhere you go.
Interesting. Okay, so grab your stuff and let's go past the security and up to my office.
Sounds good.
Okay, so here we are. I'll come into my office and go to my laptop and put in my security password. Close your eyes, David. Okay, so before I can actually go into my computer and start working, there's this pop-up that comes up, and it looks like a contract. Basically, it says that although the CBC does not expect to unreasonably interfere with individual privacy, employees should not expect to have personal privacy rights in or associated with the use of CBC Radio Canada IT assets. What does that mean, David?
It means that they're putting you on notice that they at least reserve the right to read your email and take a look at your activities, see what websites you're surfing to and things like that.
Is that typical in the workplace now, that we shouldn't expect to have any personal privacy rights?
Well, it depends. A lot of workplaces do have these pop-ups where every time you log in, it puts you on notice. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have absolutely no privacy. You'll notice the CBC one says they'll try not to unreasonably interfere with your privacy. But it does mean that they reserve the right if they have a reason to actually go looking through your email and things like that.
So what kinds of cases have you seen where people have gotten into trouble because of the way they've used their computers at work?
Well, there are a number of cases where the employers have used specific software to monitor every keystroke that people type on their keyboard, use software just to monitor where people are surfing on the internet. There's software that's installed on the server, because all web surfing goes through a central server, that will provide a lovely report for the IT managers and for the HR managers exactly what categories of websites you're going to. And some companies simply block what they consider to be inappropriate websites, like you heard about the Facebook blocking and the Ontario government that raised a big hullabaloo. But in many cases, they're simply just watching and just to see if there's problems.
Okay, so here we are at my desk, and on the top of my desk I have not just one cell phone, but two cell phones. I have a business cell phone, and I also have my personal cell phone. So, you know, how much personal information, private information, can be culled from my two cell phones?
Well, it depends on how much you save in your cell phone. Certainly your phone list and your recently called numbers are in there. Recently received numbers, if you have caller ID. It's probably loaded full of text messages and things like that. If you were to lose it and it's not password protected, anybody can pick it up and find that information. But every time your cell phone is on, every minute it sends a signal to the cellular system to say, here I am, and it sends that to a particular tower. And so your cell phone company can tell you at any particular time where your phone is, at least in within a couple blocks. And some of the more modern cell phones have GPS on them, and that can provide that information within a couple meters.
We know where you are. David, before you go, you've been telling me all kinds of things around issues of privacy, but I need a tip. How can people in the workplace protect their privacy?
Well, I mentioned separating your work accounts from your personal accounts. There are certain tricks that maybe some people don't know very well. If you use Gmail and Yahoo Mail or Hotmail, if you go to them by using https://www.gmail.com, if you add that S, that means you're using an encrypted link, which means that it can't be intercepted. If you're using a wireless connection, it can't be intercepted that way. And if you're using a workplace computer, it can't, at least the content of the message can't be intercepted that way.
Wow, you mean they can track my actual personal email if I use the computer at work?
Every little bit that goes between your computer down the network wire out through their servers can be picked up. And if you're using a wireless network, I notice you have an unsecured wireless network in the atrium of the CBC building here, anybody with the right software can listen in on that. So you just need to be aware of that.
So it's HTTPS.
That's right.
://
That's right. Yeah, many websites will do that. They don't advertise it, but they'll do that.
You know, there's so many different devices tracking our whereabouts, our spending habits. You know, why don't people seem to care that much about it?
I think people have shown a real willingness to trade off privacy for a certain amount of convenience. It's a lot easier for you to get into your workplace building by using a swipe card than if you actually had to have a massive ring of keys or something like that. There's a huge amount of convenience associated with this technology, but it does leave a trail, and people are willing to trade off the convenience against the privacy.
Well, thanks so very much, David, for giving us some insight into privacy.
No, I'm very happy to do it.
That's David Fraser, a privacy expert with the Halifax-based law firm McInnes Cooper. Visit his website, privacylawyer.com.